Hi friends, I hope I am visible to everybody. Am I visible? I don't think my camera. Yet. My camera, so that is why it is not so. Hope it is visible now. Hi people. Welcome to this So hi again everybody, good evening, and welcome you all to this webinar, and I have invited everybody through StreamYard, so I can't see anybody right now, so I'll not be able to. Hi Prabhakar, you are there, thank you for being here. So yes Prabhakar, you can switch off your video for the time being. Like say, let me start the intro and then we can have a discussion, right? Based upon whatever your question, we will take this up. Is that okay? Are you able to hear me? So you can switch off your video for the time being, Prabhakar. If you are able to hear me. Are you able to hear me, Prabhakar? Are you able to hear me? So let me share the screen so that you can see. So I welcome you all. So I think slowly everybody will join here. So welcome. So you might have been spending your time somewhere else on this Wednesday evening, but you are here, so a grand welcome to you. There are few ground rules out here. So first of all, we will take up the subject, the entire subject. You will listen to it patiently. Maybe something, one or two things will strike you which will change your life. That has happened with me, because when you listen, no, intently, focusedly, somebody will say something which changes your life, even if it appears to be very, very ordinary. So I'd like all of you to take a notebook, right? So that you can write down all the points that I would be sharing. Even words also will be okay. So Prabhakar, are you able to hear me? I'm not able to get your response. Are you able to hear me, Prabhakar? Are you able to hear me, Prabhakar? I don't know why you are not responding. Anyways, so let me share the screen so that everybody can see the screen. Are you able to see the screen? Somebody needs to know. say something, otherwise how can I know? So here are the 10 strategies to create a miraculous mindset for clarity, fulfillment and accelerated growth. So when you say you are stuck because of certain reasons, right, Prabhakar? If you respond to me, then I'll be able to, I'll be able to respond to you. So otherwise I'll take my PPT, PowerPoint and my flow. So why people get stuck? People who are with, just give me a minute. People who have a lot of money, they have a satisfactory career, also they are stuck. Tony Robbins says that 85% of his millionaire students who are millionaires, they are also stuck. So what do you mean by that? It means that despite having lot of money, people will be stuck. One of the clients, he was saying that he gets regular increments, he gets regular growth, still he is stuck. So what is lacking? What is lacking is you want something and that is not happening. And no matter what you do, it is not happening. That is why you feel stuck, right? So there are few reasons why you are stuck. Like say you are stuck in your thinking. You are thinking the same thing. Yesterday you thought the same thing. Today also you thought the same thing. Yesterday you decided, you thought that your job is boring. Today also you are thinking that your job is... Please write it down so that you can ask me questions, Prabhakar, for you especially. And when you are stuck in your skills, yesterday also you had some ABC skills, you didn't improve on it today also. Like say you haven't been improving on your skills. That is when somebody comes and he scores over you for some skills. That is also when you feel stuck. The third thing is, you assume that things would be easier. And it is not. Things have become harder and harder, right? Stuck in your outcomes, like say you are giving the results, the same results every day. So these are the few things. So who this is for? This is for people who are stuck and feeling unfulfilled. So how? So why people usually feel stuck? That is what I discussed just now. People stuck because they lack reward, expertise, salary raise, and promotion, incentive, recognition, opportunity, reward and expertise. So the last thing that I am saying is leadership growth. Leadership growth is something which will not be available to you unless you work on this. So my 10-step consistence formula is puzzle, perception, process, pattern, potency, passion, partnership, progress, performance and poignancy. So let us start knowing what are all those, right? So the starting point, where do you start? If I go on giving you lecture, you will not be listening. So the first thing is, you are searching for a new job, right? Then how do you search and get a new job and good job, your dream job? The first thing I'll ask is your resume ready? So what do I mean by that? Suppose you see 5 opportunities and in all those 5 opportunities, the designation is different. So somewhere it is saying you will be a manager, somewhere it is saying you will be in charge, somewhere you will be saying you will be a project head, somewhere team lead. So for these are the different roles, right? So is your resume ready with those kind of roles? So for every roles you have a separate kind of resume. Do you have that? Then what are the roles you prefer? Out of these many roles, which roles do you like to have? Have you listed all those roles? Then for all those roles, you have to have a particular resume and one cover letter done for it. Do you have those cover letters? So suppose you are applying for different kinds of roles, then you should have five different kinds. The same resume should have five different varieties and five different kinds of cover letter has to be there. Then you have to develop contacts. The more senior you become, the less opportunity you will get. So how do you people know? Because the more senior you are, your salary, your package will be more heavy, right? So people will be very cautious while recruiting you. So how do you get an impression to your recruiter beforehand? Then profile. Whatever your profile is, accordingly you need to be prepared, right? Then the next is superpower. How you stand out, that is what your superpower is. Then how do you think about yourself? What is your self-image? Can you do justice to whatever job you will be getting? What are your competency stories? Which are your dream companies? And what is the expected with you, right? So let us examine the reality, resilience and range. What do I mean by that? Reality is how do you perceive yourself. Resilience is how people perceive you. And range is how you will be perceived by a future generation, right? Why the future generation perception is required? Because you will not be there, no? The future generation, when they will be perceiving you. That is required because that is how you will start working. So most of the personality development, what they say? They say that write something and you need to develop yourself. Accordingly, your obituary will be read. So how do you want your obituary to be read? When you are no more, people will be remembering you. How they will remember you? That is what an obituary is. So my solution is resourceful influencing. What is resourceful influencing? First part, resourceful, you understand, right? Resourceful, being resourceful is about utilizing existing resources in an optimum way. What are resources? Time, HR and money. These are the three resources. The way you optimize it. Even when there is no HR, still also you can manage, because you will develop people by training them. And influencing means if you are resourceful repeatedly on multiple circumstances, then people will recognize you as the person who has a skill, and then they admire you and you start influencing them. The truths about resourceful person is, a resourceful person wins recognition and growth. Especially during COVID time, what happened? The senior management, the vice president and all those category of people, they were laid off. The average people only, they were retained. Why? Because these people have some strategic vision and some skills. So these people actually manage the show. That is why these people were retained. And big companies like IBM and all, they have decided, they have taken a policy during COVID time not to recruit highly educated people anymore. They will recruit average people and they will train them, and these people will do the work. So this is the trick. So this is your time when you can be recruited. And when you are resourceful and you enjoy being resourceful, you enjoy finding out solutions, that creates your resilience. People will know that you never say die. You are always on it. And resilience people actually overcome struggles. There is no challenges for them. They will find a solution always. And struggles unravels relevance. In COVID time, that is a struggle. But people who were resourceful, those people were discovered. So your relevance is established. And if you are relevant over a period of time, then that is when you will be recognized, and you cannot imagine where you will be, you know, associated. So is this okay so far, Prabhakar? Any question out here? I am not able to hear you. Can you write here? I am not able to hear. Can you write in the chat? Acha, okay, understood. Any question? Do you have any question? You understood, na? This part you understood. Let us go to the next thing. So how do you influence? Always remember that you are born unique. There is no second Prabhakar in this world. You agree with me, right? So you are unique means you don't have to compare yourself with anybody in this world, because you are unique. But you need to know how you are unique, because if you don't know, how can other people know? So you need to know, and you need to believe. You need to trust yourself that you are different and you are here for a different purpose. That is what you must have read in Bible or whatever religion you follow, right? So you have to know. That is what I call as superpower also. That is what you need to differentiate. The second is, when you differentiate yourself as a unique person, you also recognize that the other person you meeting, your teammates, all those people also are born unique. That means that creates, like say, when you recognize them that they are also unique, then actually it creates, like say, you get respect from them, you get admiration from them, right? People nowadays are in so much of in competition mood that they don't actually recognize the other person as relevant. But when you are an influencer, you actually do that. And because you are unique and you are persistent, your resilience is established, you have credibility that this person is a dependable person, right? That is the third thing. And when you are dependable, you agree, na, that nowadays many people are skilled, many people have extraordinary skills, but are they dependable? No. Can they do things in time? Can they do it quick time? No. So these are the two aspects. If you have, then you stand out in a crowd. And once you stand out in a crowd, you are very different, then growth becomes obvious. Growth will come to you on its own. You don't have to seek growth. It will automatically come because you are the only person who has that dependability, credibility, right? And three secrets of resourcefulness you should know is, first, managing self. Any question out there? I cannot see. Yeah, okay. Are you able to see the screen? Are you able to see the screen, Prabhakar? Yes, okay. Very good. So, first is managing self. Because you need to know, one time your mind, like when I say right now that you are born unique, you believe it, right? You trust it and you are happy about it. But after half an hour, after this webinar is over, then you will start thinking, "Arey, what is so khas about me? What is so special about me? I don't know also." So that is self-doubt. So how to manage yourself from that doubt, that fear, that anxiety is what is reality check. Every day you need to check your skill. What skill you are confident? What skill you are feeling good, vibrant, upbeat? You know, every morning when you get up, how you are feeling, you should know. So there is a morning routine also which will take you upbeat, right? So first thing is managing self. The second is resilience. This is where people give up. They are not consistent. After 2, 3, 4, 10 trials, they will give up. They will not try for the solution. But the reality is every problem comes with an opportunity, and you have to find out that opportunity in that problem. That is what resilience is. And while you are looking out, finding out, discovering that opportunity, people will be saying different things to you till you are successful. So you don't have anything to do with those kind of people. You should know how to manage those people. Once you are done, even if you fail, because you are persisting, that will establish your credibility. You don't expect to succeed each time you do, each time you put on effort, right? You might fail, but the systematic way you have put on the effort, that will actually establish your brand, your dependability. So that is how you manage people. Whether success or failure, it doesn't matter. People can be managed at all circumstances. You need to learn that. The third is reach beyond, managing time. So how much time you have on this earth? Do you know? You don't know. Nobody, none of us know. So whatever time we have, we need to manage it now. We need to manage it today only. We have to establish, like say, make the most of our time, whatever time is given. We don't know about tomorrow. So manage that time so that you make the most of it today, make the most of it tomorrow. So for the next 30 days, you will make the most of it. So you will not be ordinary then, because you are consciously trying to make the most of it. You are being most happy. You are being most learner. You are being a good student if you are reading. You are being a good father. Everything you are doing. So if you are consistently for 30 days like that, then you manage your time well. You know that you have. Just think that today is the last day of your life, right? But reaching beyond has another connotation also, which I'll be telling you a bit after. So here are the 10 things you will get from the course if you get into my training. You will create 100 success stories in your career. You must have more than 100 success stories, but do you know? That will be created within 7 days. Then get, like say, win over your boss without bothering. How you will do that? That also we can do in 3 days. Become a dependable person in 21 days. You will establish your dependability in 21 days straight. Design yourself as a leader in 90 days. Because leadership is something which takes time to be shown, right? You might be a leader right now. But if you haven't shown it to anybody, then to show, there is a process. And it takes 3 to 4 months. So let us say it takes 3 months, which is 90 days. That is what you will get. 100% productive in 24 hours. So today, right now, it is say about 8 o'clock. Tomorrow by 8 o'clock, if you come to this training, my training, you will be productive 100%. Because there are few small things only that gets to be tweaked, right? But you have to obey whatever I am saying. Monetize one skill in 30 days. You are already monetizing your skill by giving your skill to a job, right? we will find out another skill of yours, which will be extra, which will be earning extra to you. Even if small money, like say 1,000, 2,000, like that, you will start with, it will grow. So you will know how to monetize that skill in 30 days, just in 1 month. Establish a tracker that triples your income within a year. We will both together, we will do an Excel sheet wherein we will capture all your income and all your expenses, and we will project it for 5 years. So in 1 to 5 years, you will see that your income will be tripling, right? Because that is a tracker. You are not tracking your income expenses right now. Do you track Prabhakar? Do you track? Yes, no? Say something. Not much. So you need to track. So if you track it down to the last rupee, then you will see that is the trick. Money principle. The most difficult and the most easiest money principle is that. Managing money, whatever you have. You will be surprised to know that if you have something like, say, constipation kind of thing, you know, that will be also overcome if you know how to manage money. And it is not difficult. Within 30 days you will know. Then start living 4 days week from next week. So we can design a calendar in which we will not put any any work for 3 days. Of course, if you are an office going person, if you have an office for say 6 days, immediately this will not be possible. But besides office time, you will not have any other work. That one we can do immediately. Slowly, what we can do is reduce it to 4 days. Right? It will take some time. But from tomorrow, you can design that. Become a profuse course creator in 21 days. Why do I say that? This. Because you know, suppose you are in a profession where you need to train your team frequently, right? Do you have such a kind of profile? Do you need to train your, even if you don't train in a, like say, in a classroom setup, even if you are talking to them for say half an hour or so, if you are a leader, you need to train them, right? You need to say something which will inspire them. How will you inspire them? You can inspire if you every day prepare a small write-up which will kind of like say steer them up, right? So every day you can make that. Actually, for my grassroots workers, I had prepared a calendar. Every day they go to a meeting, they will say different things. What they will have, someday they will talk to one lady, they will say, how was your day today? So everybody will start saying something, na? They will say, today I had a quarrel with my husband. Somebody will say, I had a quarrel with my neighbor. Or say, my daughter has come. Or I went to movie. Something they will say. From that, they can say something very inspiring. So we had designed based on the circumstances there. So you can do that. Then turn a global dream into reality from next Sunday. Do you understand what do I mean by that? If you are feeling stuck, the most important reason is you don't have a vision bigger than yourself. You are only thinking about your house, your income, your family, your extended family, your land, only that. You don't have a global vision, that is why you are stuck. If you look beyond your immediate circumstances, you will see that there are many things to be worked on. Like say, I work on affordable housing, clean energy and financial literacy. right? What my vision is to impact 1 billion lives. So you will laugh sitting here and how can she impact? So my principle is, if you aim for the stars, you will at least reach to the moon. And you should have a vision which should be big enough to challenge you. You should not be easily getting it, even if you try. So in order to push yourself, so just now somebody, when I was asking him to come to my webinar, he told me, my life is never up, never down, my life is very normal. So I told him not to come, because if you are a normal person, no, you are in your comfort zone, you don't need anything to push yourself, so soon you will be stuck. And then you will come to this webinar looking for something more. Like say every day the same routine, anybody can get bored. But if you are proud of that, how can you help that person, right? So be prepared to be pushed, right? So your vision should push you. Who will push you otherwise? So nobody, nowadays, so nobody bothers about the other person, right? So you need to push yourself. How can you push? If you have a big vision, whatever it might be, it is your choice, right? So write down something as I have written down. I have written down, I will train 1 lakh super playing global performer. Like say I refer to you as a super playing global performer. So 1 lakh people like you I will be training to impact 1 billion life in the entire world. So 139 countries I have written. So you should be very specific about those numbers, right? Big numbers. So if you write in your diary and look at it every day, and nobody else knows about what you have written, even if somebody sees, how does it matter to you? Because these are your your numbers, right? So write down something, design it very beautifully, in whatever way it appeals to you. Take a color printout and just frame it and hang just in front of wherever you sit, your drawing. Wherever you are sitting, if it is drawing, then in front of you, that should be hanging. Or that should be on a board. It should always reminding you that you are a person born for this. You know how that thought will come to you? That thought will come on its own. Just be right now, how I am saying that, it has just passed through, because I don't rehearse my webinars. You know, whatever comes to me automatically, depending on the situation, it comes. So it was on your, like say you were destined to hear whatever I am saying. You were destined to hear that you should have a vision board, right? Through me, the universe has told you. So, here is another thing to be noted, Prabhakar. Learn to listen to this universe. No, around you, whenever you are going, look for signs. Suppose you have a question in your mind. That is what I call a miraculous mindset, right? In the morning, suppose you have a question, you write down that question and you also tell yourself, your higher self or the Bhagavan, any God you believe or anybody. You say that you should get a sign, clear sign as an answer, as a reply to your question or a hint as to what you should do. If you ask like this, you will definitely, because you are looking for, you will get that answer. And this is something, only this, if you do, what will happen, you know, you will live in a life of gratitude. Your vibration will go up. You will never feel stuck, whether you get something from the world or not, whether you have changed your job or not, whether the boss says good about you or not, whether your colleague respects you or not. You will be in your world, in a very beautiful world, where your vibration has gone up. What happens when your vibration goes up? You will be matching the universe's vibration. When you are happy, and grateful this way. You are looking for something very abstract, right? It is not logical. It happens. If you experiment from tomorrow onwards, you will see that it happens. When it happens, you will be in a state of gratefulness, gratitude. And that is the best state to be. Right? So, why do we earn? Why we are looking for a great job? Why we look for great money, you know? To be in this state only. But what I am saying to you is a simple technique wherein you do nothing, you gain nothing by tomorrow. Ultimately, you will gain all those things. But first, how to do? First thing is to be in a state of gratitude. And that can be done if, only if, with this trick, if you can do. Write down a question, look for the answer, completely believing that the answer will be given to you today, tomorrow, any days you specify, right? So if you don't get an answer by evening, you will sit down calmly. You haven't got your answer, right? You sit down just to yourself, just ask yourself, why didn't you receive that answer that you were looking for, right? And take a notebook like this, whatever notebook you have, right? And make it your own, right? Nobody should see it. It should be your own. Write down the question there. Why didn't you receive your answer? And listen to what your mind is saying at that time. Don't discount. Actually, we have a tendency, what is coming as our thought, we discount, right? Whatever thought came in that particular moment, write that down. Then you will have another question. Write that question also down. Like this, you do for 10 minutes, right? Initially, maybe 1-2 days, you will not progress much. But after 3rd days or 4th days, when you start writing, you cannot stop. You will write 5 pages, 10 pages, and you will see that nothing you have thought has been written. It comes automatically. It always happens. It has happened with everybody. The only thing why it doesn't happen is people don't attempt it, right? So that is what the first principle of mindfulness, miraculous mindset, is that. This small exercise you do. No logic, no nothing, right? So, if you see, please take a note of this screenshot. Aha Catalyst. It is about attitude defines your personality, habit strengthens credibility, action enhances dependability, perceptions create reality. It enhances your market value. So what do I mean by this? Right? Yes, that is a very good habit that you are building up. But you know this, with that you do this exercise also, right? Just only reading doesn't help unless you take action. Small action, absurd action, abstract action, people tell you that you have gone mad. Doesn't matter, you do this, right? So when I say aha catalyst, yes, great. Secret, right? Yeah. So what I am saying? So I am saying, suppose in your company, wherever you are working, suppose you are the best person. You have become the best person. You will not be the only one, right? There will be another person also who will be in your same cadre. So how do you stand out then? Have you heard that people don't get laid off because of their skills? They laid off because of their attitude. If you are a bad-tempered person, nobody would like you, right? Action, habits, if these are wrong, then people will not like you. But there is another one important aspect, which is perception. perception is, suppose the glass is half full, right? Somebody will say this glass is half empty. Both are true, right? It depends on the perception, what perception you have. You see the glass as half full or half empty. It depends on your personality, right? Yes, optimistic, but the perception side is, suppose your boss says something to you, right? And everybody around you says, why that fellow told you like this? You do so much. Many people will be happy inside. They will sympathize with you outside. Has that happened with you ever? Happened? Has that happened, Prabhakar? Yes, no? Few times. So how did you feel that time? Hi Venkat, welcome to this webinar. You are late. Always be on time, otherwise I start on time always and I will end on time, you know, so you will miss. Anyways, this will be recorded. This is getting recorded, so you will get a chance, but that will not have the charm of no one-to-one live sessions, right? So when that happens, your boss says something, you perceive. I'll tell you a story. There was this kind of two people, right? Boss and his subordinate. So one day what happened? This junior fellow, he resigned and he went off. So many people resigned. So nothing happened. After 10 years, both these people met at some place. Then they started chatting. Hare, after so many years we met, and how these the times was. It was a great time being together, all that. The boss was saying. But this junior fellow, he told, because of you only I left that job. And the boss was surprised. What did I do? Then he told the story, no, what all happened. And the boss says, only if you could have told me that time, I would have rectified my mistake and I would have apologized. I didn't know that I caused such hurt in you. Right? So, what is the moral of this story? It required only sitting together across the table with a cup of coffee or tea, and he should have told me, you told this, I didn't like. You didn't give any chance to the other person to explain. You perceived that, yes, communication gap plus. You don't give yourself any possibility of a rectification, right? And you took the entire trouble of finding another job and switching over. You might not have got another better position, but you still switched off. And you might have got another troublesome boss there as well. Quite possible, no? If you perceive always negatively, you will get negative people all the time, right? So perception is very important. How do you perceive? And what I teach in this course is, even if it is 100% negative, still you can find a win out here. Because nothing is a failure, everything is a learning, right? It requires somebody to tell you to look at this in this way, right? So I call this as aha catalyst, wherein this differentiates you from another person with your same skill set, same capability and everything. If you are a person of positive intention, positive habits, positive actions and positive perception, you will always stand out and you will be 100% better than your competition. Pakka. Right? So that is very important part of what I teach. Every day, if you are stuck, then for 90 days you will be telling me na what happened today. Right? You will be writing down and we will be discussing what happened today. Then you will describe. So because you are telling me, you will try to tell me in a positive manner, right? So once you try me, you may be lying, but again you form a habit of being positive, telling me the positive things. So with that, your habit will get formed. So who bothers what is what happened or not? How do I bother if it is it was positive with you or negative? Because at the end you are positive, you are optimistic, and you are full of energy, full of vibration. That is what we all need, and that is what I aim for. That should be happening to you, right? So that is one. Then characteristic of a resourceful mindset, write this down. He always looks for existing opportunity. Even if there is no opportunity, he will find one. He will appreciate the ongoing difficulty. If you are in a problems, that is for a reason. You will recognize that this problem is always happening. Strength of yours and weaknesses of yours, as well as weaknesses of your colleagues and strengths of your colleagues, because that is the way you can complement and supplement. And if you cannot get over the problem yourself, you will take a mentor, because that way you will save time and money and effort, because the other person has gone through all this, what you are trying to figure out. And if the other person has gone through this, then he or she will save your time. At least that person will make you feel positive, Baba. Right? Agree? Yeah. And the action point of this resourceful mindset is, you always observe, then you reflect. Whatever problem has happened, you will rectify. Then you will tweak the solution, because no two problems will come identically. The problem that has come today, the problem tomorrow will be very different. So the solution will be the same. So you will tweak according to that. And you will journal them regularly. As I told you, get a notebook and record whatever you are doing. That will create a daily win. That you are recording a story of your life, whatever has happened today. Don't you think you have learned something from that? Venkata, you can also start commenting, na? Prabhakar is commenting, you can also comment. So that will tell me that you are listening to, right? Yeah. And my backstory is, so far I have trained 18,000 professionals to impact 1 crore lives, already I have done. And they are doing great themselves, enhancing people's lives in many ways. They have become self-sufficient. And I have found 2 skills in everybody that I have trained. Everybody I meet has at least 2 skills. Then why I am doing this? You know, I have a characteristic. I can't be happy unless you are happy. If we both are sitting together, then I can't be happy if you are sad, if you are looking sad. So that is why I want to create a world where everybody is happy, so that I am always happy. When you are happy, creativity flows. When you are creative, then you become more than what you are today. And my values are Tidal's values for a peace, green and abundance initiative. This is, I don't know what is. All that I tell you is, peace you understand. So I don't go for jhagda vagda anything. So peace, anything peace I'll go for. Green means I am working on affordable solar energy. And thank you. And abundance. So I am whatever way I am creating abundance, the same trick I'll give you. So this is starting small. Always start small. Taj Mahal, you have known, the great whatever architecture that has happened. Were they that big from the beginning. They started all small, right? So if you start small, one day it will become bigger, next day it will become a little bigger, next day it will become a little bigger, right? And the magic what happens is, when you are consistently doing something, the universe gives you something. Whatever you are working, Taj not built, Rome was not built in one day, nothing was built on one day. So you don't expect that today if you start doing something, it will be perfect in the same day. It will take many days, but you have to be there working every day. Cycling, do you learn in one day? If you learn something today, tomorrow you have to improve a little. Someday it becomes a second nature to you, right? So it is true for everything that you do. Yes, Venkat, thank you for the response. So start small, always start small. Wherever, whatever you decide to work on, do decide that and tell me next day that you have done something about it. If you are not telling me, write down in your journal. Venkat, you also keep a diary for you, and every day whatever you decide, whatever you do, just write one or two sentences in that. If you want, you can write entire page, but write two sentences so that you remember now what you have done. So this way the evolution happens, your evolution also. So Robin Sharma says, if you improve upon, yes, very true. So Robin Sharma says, if you improve 1%, just 1% every day. So I was telling one of my clients, so he is a copywriter, right? He is a copywriter, but he finds procrastinates, he can't write every day. So I told him, if you want to write 5 pages every day as a copywriter, why don't you start with 1 page? And if 1 page is still difficult, why don't you write 5 sentences? If 5 sentences also is very difficult, then why don't you write 5 words every day? But that habit of writing should be over a period of time for to be formed, right? So if you are writing 5 words every day, would you need a notebook like this? No. You will need a notebook of this size where you can write. So you get a small thing so that, thank you. Wow. Very good. You are a book reader, it seems. That is a very good habit. So Venkat, do you read books? Do you read books? What I do, you know, because I don't have time to read books, I search for audiobooks. So you can do that also. Search for audiobooks, listen to that for 15 minutes every day. That you can do. Do you exercise? Oh, very good. Do you exercise, you both, Prabhakar and Venkat? Do you exercise? Yes, exercise. While exercising, you can play that audiobook so that in addition to Robin Sharma and magic, you also listen to a third thing, right? If you want to read the book, right? Some people have this. So if you have that habit, you can read. But while exercising also, you can listen. So that you can do, right? So that is why I am doing this. And my mission, as I told you, impact 1 billion lives with 1 lakh super performing global players in 139 countries with multi-billion dollar enterprise. This is my mission. And this has to be this big. Otherwise, it can't push me. So you should also write down such a big vision for yourself, right? And my system is Resourceful Influencers Club. So this 1 lakh people like you, if I train them, then they become part of my club, which will be called as Resourceful Influencers Club. So the first thing, first experience when I had this experience, right? Once what happened in 2008, I joined a very small company. Before that I was working in a multinational company. So this company I joined because, I'll tell a bit about myself. I was scribbling and complaining and all the time creating halla gulla, jhagda all the time while I was working in the multinational company. And I was doing most of the work, and always I thought, if I am doing all the work, why these people can't make me the boss, because I am doing everything. So three bosses came, one got transferred, one resigned, one got promoted, but still they, oh, giver, very good, wow, what a definition, very good. I'll take this into my PPT for other people. So you remind me, I'll take this. So why not write this right now? Where should I put? Let me put it here. Giver. Venkat, you have something to tell me? I'll also take down your thing. So this was given to me by Prabhakar. Let me write that down also. Such a good feeling, no? We share things, such a good feeling. So Prabhakar, if you have something, no, write, let me know. Daily practice giver. So what happened? I joined this small company where I became the senior person. I was still creeping, but this small organization sent me to a HR workshop. I am a mathematics postgraduate. I am not from HR. But because I joined a small company, I became senior there. So they sent me to a workshop of senior people of the organization. So my organization was the smallest one in that HR workshop, and people were like say multiple thousand crores company also were there. So when it came to presenting the, so sometimes Venkat, you will give me something, right? You should give me something so that I also write down something in your name that you had. Agree to that, Venkat? Yes, no, tell me. Yeah, great. So when it came to presenting the HR policy of respective organization, my organization had no HR policy. And everybody who had HR policy, they presented. So what did I do? I took some time and designed my HR policy, my organization HR policy, then and there, and presented it. Everybody appreciated this, right? So after 2 years, so I knew that even though I was a mathematics graduate, I was from a software background, I was doing social research, I was a researcher, still I can do justice to HR thing. So if you tell me that I belong to this, I have experience of that, I cannot do this, I don't agree. Bullshit. If you are to grow as a resourceful person, then whatever might be you doing right now, you will become that. So broaden yourself, right? Broaden yourself. So that was the first experience I had, and 2 years later when I applied in that instantly preparing HR policy on the spot is only, yes, thank you. So it was like say effortlessly I did. No, so that is when I knew ki I could do HR also. And so after 2 years, when I applied in the biggest organization that participated, they recommended me. Because, you know, every day that company was getting, say, thousands of applications. In that application, if I would have applied like that, I wouldn't have selected. But because of this recommendation, no, I got selected. And all that big projects that I have done, this 18,000 people that I trained, I did only after joining that company. You know? So what I did just the HR policy. I didn't do anything. But this opportunity universe gave me, right? I didn't even think that time while I was creating this HR policy that this will have this future. So if you put yourself a big vision, no? And if you start working small in that direction, you will be given an opportunity to get there, right? So industry data says, I'll be quicker now at 9, some other, my mentor has sent me word that he will be meeting me at 9. So we can continue this afterwards also. So when people are stuck, the more senior people, they actually, please take a look at this graph. The senior people take 3 to 5 years to get another job. The freshers get quickly. In 2 to 4 weeks to 3 to 6 months, they get this job. Did you see? Yes, miracles happen in life. So, did you see the graph, Prabhakar Venkat? Did you see? You saw the graph, no? Yes. The graph says the more senior you are, the late it gets for you to get a job, right? So it takes average 3 to 5 years for a senior person to get another job if he doesn't like his present job. What does he do within this 3 to 5 years? His productivity level goes down to 20%, right? This is industry data. So if you are serving at 20%, what result you will bring to your company? Yes. So what at 20% productivity level, can you bring any result to your company? Can you make yourself better? No. So even if you get another chance, your personality will be very depressed because you have spent 3 to 5 years being at 20% productivity level. The other person intuitively will know that you have been a boring person yourself. You didn't do anything good in your previous company. They will not recruit you. Right? So, you will still get stuck, na? Despite being a potential person, because your mind held you back, you are stuck. Nobody held you back because you are a potential person. That is why you have got to that. No. You don't become redundant by somebody. You make yourself stuck because you choose to be at 20% only. You don't make any effort to get it bigger. Somebody told you something, okay, he told. He doesn't even remember, no, after telling you. You are the person who has burdened yourself, who is shouldering that blame, whatever the other person had told, and you are like making yourself stuck, right? So please understand these things. So then I did a market research, and please take a look at the screen. See, to the left side of the screen, these are the office situation that happens, right? And what you do to yourself is on the right side. Please take a note. This is what you do to yourself. Nobody else does. Understand? Done? Did you see? Upgrading our skills is a very different thing, Prabhakar. Like, say, creating a positive attitude, continuing with that positive attitude is the minimum thing that you can do, which actually gets appreciation from people. If you increase another skill, no, nobody bothers whether you have that skills or not. But if you are a person smiling always, you will always be recognized. So no money requires, no, to smile. Only your positive mindset will allow you to smile. Otherwise, you will always be depressed. Nobody wants a depressed person within his territory, right? So it doesn't take anything else apart from skill plus mindset is okay. That is ideal situation to succeed. But to be happy, it doesn't take any skill. It only takes mindset. First, if you make yourself positive, no, automatically skill will come. Somebody will teach you, right? So, how to deal with this? So, I have combined all those difficulties into these 10 aspects. The issues. Life decisions are difficult, work decisions are difficult, competition is more, communication is lacking, confidence is lacking, colleagues are teasing you, learning a skill is difficult, embarking on a big vision is difficult, managing time is difficult, and taking any change, any chance or any new task, any risk is difficult, right? So this is my blueprint. As I told you, you start with potency, which means identifying your strengths. Second is progress, handling change. Any change that happens, how do you handle that? Passion, monetizing a skill. Perception, practicing mindfulness. I already told you. Partnership, make a team with anybody and everybody with very good relationship. Performance, daily wins. Poignancy is emotional intelligence, right? Process is managing challenges. Puzzle is dealing with ambiguity. Your boss says something, your boss's boss says another. So how do you manage that? That is ambiguity. Pattern is response pattern. And how do you react or do you respond? When you respond, you take time, evaluate the situation, you say something very sensible. And when you react, you are angry, the other person might be meaning the same thing that you understood or not be meaning. You have said something, you have spoiled the entire relationship, right? And in the right side, the small pulley is about the aha thing that I told you. So somebody has told that your organization is as good as the smallest, the lowest person. So if the small gear is not working, your bigger gear will not work in a pulley, right? So always be careful about the smaller ones. And here are few of the steps you can take. So this is all today. I actually took a lot of time in explaining. So yeah. So don't be so rigid about this 80%, 20% or anything, Prabhakar. You are reading all that? That is fine. Very good. Reading habit is excellent. The topmost skill that you can have. And you are gaining something out of it is even better. And that you are implementing it even best. Right? But what I suggest you, take yourself easy. Right? Take yourself easy. If it is not bringing you a smile every day, effortless smile, spontaneous laugh, then you are actually stuck. No matter how much knowledge you have gained, you are stuck if you are not effortlessly laughing at all situations. It should, like say, you should laugh like a child. Then you should know that you are not stuck. So, this is part one. Let me take you quickly enough. So what I do is, I ask you to take this test, right? and this will take you about 2 to 3 hours to do, and then I identify your 5 strengths from this test. 5 strengths means 5 weaknesses, right? So 5 strengths, 5 weaknesses. Unless those weaknesses exist, you will not have those strengths. That means your weaknesses can be strengths as well. So I call that as altered strengths, right? So 5 strengths, 5 altered strengths. And from personality test, you will get 5 other traits, right? And you have a skill. All those things that forms about 16 traits about you. If you can create a competency story, taking 4 items at a time. Yes, you will get in the YouTube. Are you in my YouTube channel already subscribed? So you will get it today. So Venkat, you also subscribe to my YouTube channel, right? Let me write down the YouTube channel thing. You can just click and afterwards you can subscribe to the YouTube channel. Click it and keep it, right? This is my course, online course, you can see, which you cannot of course see, but you can see the outline. And my YouTube channel is Did you click it? My YouTube channel is here, right? So you can subscribe to this YouTube channel. Everything is available there, right? So once you are done with that, these two, out of this 16, if you take 4 attributes, then it becomes 16C4, and it becomes 32,000 plus stories about you. That is what I was telling. You have 32,000 stories if you have these aspects. Everybody has this without fail. Can you write 100 stories at least about yourself? You cannot. I challenge you. Right? So see, you have 32,000 stories, but you don't know 100 stories about yourself. What will happen to your confidence level? So if you know at least 100 stories, I'll tell you in my course how to get those 100 stories. If you know, then your confidence automatically increases, right? And I give you various tests and lessons to do that. Then there are many things about me are there. Lack of time, I cannot tell you. I am doing a, these are my 12 mentors right now who teach me. These are the 12 mentors from whom I am learning right now. This is the mentor of those 12 mentors, right? And these are a few of the awards that I have won, few testimonials. Now my course, these are the course you will be seeing in the link that I had given, right? What you will learn? There are 30 practice tests. These are the main subjects, and practice e-books are like this. These are the practice e-books. You can practice and perfect whatever you have, right? So 30 of them, if you come to the course, you will see. So what I'll do is, when you come to the course, you will go through these online videos. Every week we will have two calls, Saturday and Sunday, and we will discuss something over a Zoom call, right? Discuss something, and then we whatever, like say all the 30 things you won't require at the same time. You will require only 4 to 5. Maybe at some other time you will require, but all those will be available to you. And if you come to this course, you become my lifetime students. Anything new I do, it will go to you automatically. Any new course, it will be uploaded to this course automatically, right? So, and YouTube is there, which is a free resource. You don't have to pay anything. And every Saturday, Sunday, you are anyways in my community, right? In my Facebook, VIP Facebook group. Anything new I do there. Any training I do there, right? So you get all those free resources for life, right? So these 30 courses, I'll take through slowly. So this flagship program is valued at 60,000, and this practice courses, like say 30 of them, but each will have 3 to 4 components, which makes it 120 practice books. Practice books are just 5 to 6 pages, but every you have to do it religiously. So it will not take you much time, but it will kind of steer you, right? So this every practice book, every practice bundle is priced at $47, which makes it 1,11,000. So total it will be valued at 1,70,000. And if you come to this course today, it is available at 599 only, right? So if you are interested, let me know, and you can come to my VIP group. You are already in that group, but you will be super VIP group of my students separately. You will come to that community separately, and you start building your journey as the super performing global player with a big vision, and we together do whatever we do in my club, right? So any question right now? If you want to take this offer, then you can take right now, or maybe later. No question? What about taking the course offer, Prabhakar, Venkat? So what I will expect you to do is, no question, that is okay. But what is bothering you right now? What is the pain point that is bothering? Okay, you have taken. So what are you expecting from here, Prabhakar? Anything? Okay, how much knowledge? So what I'll suggest to you is, get a low info diet, right? Don't take much info. What you should broaden is your implementation thing. Take action every day. Knowledge is everywhere. If you search YouTube also, you can get. But community you will not get, right? Community where we form a fellow feeling and start the journey together, that is what you will not get, right? So work towards that, because that is where your fulfillment will happen. you will get unstuck. See, at this moment I have 12 mentors after 34 years of experience. Oh, okay. Doesn't matter, na? 25,000, you are still stuck. You were saying the other day, day before yesterday, that you were stuck because you were at the same job without any growth, right? Anyways, you are here. You can think over, and you, if you feel like a community, you feel like at home here, you can take it. So Venkata has gone, right? So let us, if there is no question, we can end this broadcast, or unless you have something to say, Prabhakar. Yes, tell me, Prabhakar. We can end. Yes. Okay. Then see you next time in a webinar, or whatever. Like, say, every day I do a some kind of Facebook live, so you can be there, right? Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you.